Hold on.
What kind of equipment did law enforcement have at the scene of this moment of the
response? Okay, we know that beginning when the Vortec agents arrived, they had three ballistic shields.
Let's
answer the question.
What do you think you should have done that you didn't?
Well, already said that.
Sir.
First of all, hey, Texas embraces and teaches, okay, the active shooter doctrine. The active duty shot doctrine, as long as there's kids, as long as there's someone's firing, you go to the gun, you find them, you neutralize them, period. And there's only, you know, there are some nuances with going transition to a barricaded subject, also transitioning to a hostage situation. And of course, that the decision at the scene was that this is still a barricaded subject that did not go back to an active shooter situation.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Where is the police chief and why isn't he here to take our questions?
Well, because I'm here to address the latest timeline and facts that we know. You're certainly welcome to reach out to them.
Yeah.
I defer to.
Do you want to get the question?
Okay, hold on.
All right, then.
How many children were pulled out?
Hold on.
You've now been on the scene for several days. Two things. What exactly is your role in this investigation? And hearing all this, and given that the FBI goes through lengthy efforts to study active shooter situations like this, do you think this is something that requires an independent investigation by whether a federal agency, or by you guys, or someone else?
Thank you for the question. So my name is Oliver Rich. I'm the special agent in charge of the San Antonio Division. First, I want to say I understand there are a lot of questions and there's a lot of frustration in the public, and our heart goes out to the families and the victims in this tragedy. I will say our role here remains the same. We are here to assist in this investigation, to provide the support to the community to the best of our ability. We've had 200 people.